from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime. The Mariners getting busy approaching Tuesday's trade deadline. We needed to dive in on what we thought was going to be one deal going into the show today. Now two different deals. And to do that, we are joined by Ryan Divish, who covers the Mariners for the Seattle Times. You can follow him at Ryan Divish on X. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I know that you're not with the team right now, but you've been following this story, obviously. And the first thing that you mentioned last night after the news broke was that the Mariners had to give up a couple decent prospects to make this deal. Obviously, they needed some more thump in the lineup with Arozarena, but what were your first reactions to the trade when you saw what they were getting and what they were giving up?
Well, I was surprised that they didn't have to give up one of their top 10, you know, prospects, you know, according to the prospect rankings. I mean, you could have, there are some scouts that would argue that Aiden Smith, the outfielder, is probably a top 10 in their organization just based on potential and everything else. But you kind of knew that they had to do something with Julio Rodriguez out for a couple weeks with an ankle sprain, J.P. Crawford out for over a month with a broken pinky finger, and really just the offense scuffling as much as it has been. Like, they just couldn't sit on their hands this trade deadline and hope that a bunch of underperforming hitters were somehow just going to figure it out after 100 and some games. You know, it just wasn't happening. So they had to go and do something. And so the Rays and Mariners, I think, have made about 13 trades under Jerry DePoto. So, like, they're familiar with each other's organizations pretty well. And I mean, like, we all kind of thought that maybe it would be Isaac Paredes or even Yandy Diaz, but the Mariners felt like they needed another outfielder with Julio down, and they wanted to go that route. So they went and got Randy Arozarena. Aiden Smith, the young outfielder, he kind of reminds me of the, you know, Josh Lowe and Brandon Lau, the two guys that are already on the Rays, left-handed with some speed, got a little bit more pop than you would think. I mean, he's only 19 years old or 18 or 19 years old. He was a high school draft pick last year, but he's a good player. He's a good prospect. And, you know, the Rays do have a way of developing other people's prospects into something. So, and even Brody Hopkins, the pitcher, is one of the best athletes overall in the entire organization. Like, there are some scouts that have said that he runs a faster 60 time than Julio Rodriguez. So as a pitcher, he was a two-way player in college, and they converted him full-time pitching. And they really believed that this was one of those guys that with their pitching lab and stuff, they could have really built into something. So they gave up real prospects to get Arozarena, but it speaks to how much they need help offensively.
How much was this, you know, internally knowing that they had to go for it, and how much of this was outside pressure? Because I feel like every time DePoto opens his mouth, like, the collective fan base just rolls their eyes and groans, begging him to do something. So how much of this is internal versus external pressure, you think?
I think there's some internal pressure, too. But, I mean, like, you'll notice that Jerry hasn't been very public this year, you know, after the disastrous postseason press conference and everything else that went wrong. He isn't out there very much anymore, but, you know, talking with Scott Servais and even general manager Justin Hollander and Jerry DePoto, like, they knew they needed to do something. You can't waste what they've got from these starting pitchers this year. You just can't. I mean, like, it's they have the best starting rotation in the American League. You know, they've used the fewest starting pitchers and they've thrown the most innings. I mean, like, you've got guys like Gilbert and Kirby and Luis Castillo and then Bryce Miller and then Brian Wu now. Like, this is a good rotation as you're going to have. Can't waste it, because what they've been, other with the exception of Brian Wu, is they've been unbelievably healthy. You don't know that that's going to happen next year or the year after that, so you better take advantage of it now. And you look to, like, the division is flawed. I mean, like, you know, the Mariners can't hit. That's well known. But, like, the Astros starting rotation is a mess. The Rangers have been really banged up. And, like, it's kind of there for the taking. Like, you can win the division. You've already put yourself in this position. Despite having the worst offense in all of baseball, you're one game out of the division lead, and you've been in the division lead for most of May, June, and July. Like, you're there. You're at the finish line. You just got to push. So that's why they went and got these guys, and that's why I think they'll continue to add more.
What is this, just the general feel? Because, you know, when you have a 10-game lead, I know it's early in the season, but when you have a 10-game lead, you know, that's usually a pretty good indicator you're just fine. And to look up and in a very short period of time to have that evaporate, just kind of the feeling around this team right now with, I mean, I'm not say historic collapse, but it's up there.
No, it's historic. It's the fastest. It's the fastest 10-game lead blown since the 1995 Angels.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the fastest 10-game lead blown. Ooh, and that was the Mariners who helped them blow that. So, like, no, it is historic. And, you know, there was panic and there was, like, frustration, and you could see guys, you know, wondering what the heck is going on. And meanwhile, they're offering up all this false bravado, like that they're fine and it doesn't matter. But, you know, you could just see it and how they were playing. Yeah, it bothered them. They were getting scared. Like, we're going to blow this lead. What if you did all this work to get there and you're going to blow it within them? I think they blew it in 24 games, 33 days and 24 games. They blew a 10-game lead. Ooh. So, and like, I mean, and give the Astros credit, they played, I think they went over a 26 game span. They went 20-6.
Yeah, they got really, I mean, hot.
Like that's 7-something baseball. Like, that just doesn't happen all the time, you know. And it's self-corrected a little bit. But now you're in this position that they were in probably last year at this time too, where, like, everybody's within a game or two of each other, and then they're just going to duke it out. I mean, I fully expect at some point the Rangers will take the lead in the division. I expect the Mariners will lead again in the division, and Houston will. Like, they're going to go back and forth, because if you recall last year, you know, the Rangers got out to a 9-9.5 game lead early, and they kind of kept it about 5 or 6. And then, you know, their bullpen got exposed for what they were, and then it wilted, and the Mariners took the lead for a while, then the Astros, and they all went down to the last day or the second to the last day of the season. I expect that to happen again, because I think all three teams are flawed. I don't think any one is significantly better than the other. Like, the Astros have a great offense. They don't really pitch, but they have three really good relievers. The Rangers have some offense when they're healthy. They have terrible bullpen and a couple of pitchers that are coming back. And then the Mariners have that starting staff, an improved bullpen, and no offense. So, like, it's just kind of who can withstand and kind of tread water until they get hot enough to take control.
Well, the second piece that came into focus today was not just the Arozarena deal, but now they also, this afternoon, acquired Yimi Garcia, a right-handed pitcher. You speaking about how great the staff is already, how does he fit into it? Is he somewhat, where is he going, what is his role going to be, or is he a piece that they could flip for more hitting? Like, are they done, or is this, do you expect them to commit to him?
No, Garcia is like a middle, he's like a leverage relief type that they need for the 7th or 8th inning. I mean, they just have really missed Matt Brash, who had season-ending Tommy John, and never pitched for them. And then Gregory Santos, another leverage reliever that they went out and got. He's been hurt most of the year, and he tweaked his knee the other day. It sounds like he'll be okay. But, like, they just need something in the back end of their bullpen to help out Andrés Muñoz, who's pretty much been their only consistent reliever all year. That's been the one thing, too. Like, in years past, they've found guys, or they've went out and got guys, and made guys, created guys like Paul Sewald, you know, picked him up off the scrap heap and turned him into a really good reliever. They haven't been able to do that this year with some of their pickups, you know, and putting Trent Thornton in these leverage situations just wasn't working. And Ryan Stanek's been inconsistent of late. So they went out and got Yimi Garcia, because they think he can get some swing and miss. He's versatile enough to pitch an inning plus and he can close if you need him to. Obviously, they don't, but like they needed another leverage arm. I wouldn't be surprised if they had another reliever. Like if you believe you're close, if you don't score a lot of runs anyways, maybe the best thing to do is continue to have bullpen pieces so when you play those close games, you have guys that can get strikeouts. But, I mean, I think, you know, they're not going to use Garcia to get another piece, but they're going to try and trade because they still have all their top prospects available to trade if they wanted to. So they can go after the aircraft carrier. They made an offer. I know they've made real efforts to try and see what they have to give up to get Vlad Guerrero, and they right. have some pieces. It's whether Toronto wants to do it or not. I don't know about Luis Robert per se. You know, I'm sure that I know they've inquired about him. Those are the two main guys, but I think they'll add peripheral pieces if they don't. Like if those guys aren't available, you know, they may add another platoon bat that can play third base or first base. You know, they do have a hole at first base since they've gotten rid of Ty France and they're playing a rookie there. So there are options, and they need to add another bat, you know, maybe two. If they're peripheral bats, maybe two. But there are some pieces out there that maybe not as sexy as Vlad Guerrero, but that could help them because right now they need anything that, you know, gets them to be able to get the runs per game up to, you know, if they can get to 4.5 runs per game, that covers up a lot of problems. They're at 3.5 runs per game. That's just not a good place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Where does Rosarena fit into the lineup?
Yeah, about third or fourth, I guess, right now. You can kind of sandwich him in between, Jorge Polanco and Cal Raleigh is my guess. They're both switch hitters, so you don't run in that split situation or anything like that. They'll play him in left field. You know, they know he's not a great defensive outfielder, but they just need somebody to bring some presence. So, you know, I would say three or four is probably where he'll bat.
Talking to Ryan Divish on the Mariners beat. Just one more for you, Ryan, before we get you out of here. I know you also referenced on your X timeline the contract for Randy Rosarena. Obviously, they need his help this year, but what does he have left on his contract moving forward, and what is that going to ultimately cost the Mariners?
So he's got two more years of arbitration eligibility after this year, and he made $8 million this year. So he'll likely make, even with his down year and his overall down numbers, he still plays a lot, you know, and the quantity matters. So my guess is he'll at least get a $4 million bump onto that. So that's $12 million for next year. And even if it goes up to $16 million for the year after that, that's a sizable amount of money. But again, you're probably Mitch Garver was 2 years, $24 million on the free agent market this year. So it could be a bargain if Randy hits, you know. And that's one thing like about Rosarena is he hits good pitching, and he performs in the playoffs. So, I think they feel like bringing this guy, he doesn't lack for confidence. Anybody who's watched him. And maybe he brings some presence. And I think, you know what, you got to invest. You got to invest money to, you know, get to where you want, make the big money of being in the World Series. So I think, you know, they understand that there's some dollars are at risk. And I guess if it totally tanks or whatever, then maybe they try and move him in the offseason to a team.
Fair enough. Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times. He's on the Mariners beat. You can check him out on X at Ryan Divish. Appreciate you hopping on with us and all the insights.
No problem. Take it easy, guys.
And I know people like dragging the fact that old Randy there is hitting 211, you know, but again, he would be second in the team in RBI, second in the team in home runs behind Cal Raleigh.
He brings the pop that you need, and he's capable of hitting better than that.
Yes, he's having a little bit off year. He runs the bases a little bit, and he's not a great defender, but he's got a big arm. So, look, it's no Vlad Guerrero. God, that would be pie in the sky, but...
And it sounds like they may still be trying to make that happen. He mentioned they still have some of their best chips to be able to trade with, so...
Look, if you're a Mariner fan and you're upset with this one, then I don't know what to tell you.
The bottom line is you're taking a swing, which is what we want.
And you didn't give up a lot to go get it.
No.
So...
Really nicely done by Jerry DePoto, it seems, at least for now. We'll find out. The proof will be in the pudding when playoff time comes around. But I think as a fan base that's been frustrated by the lack of moves, this is as much as you can hope for. Two moves in 24 hours and maybe more coming before we get to Tuesday. Coming up next, going to shift gears to the NFL. Tua got paid and a couple Huskies with some interesting stories at their respective training camps. It's coming up next on Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.